A preteen with a passion for long-distance running and philanthropy has combined those pursuits in record-setting style. Slowing down, if only for a moment, to join me on NewsWorks tonight is 11-year-old Westchester native Nicholas Tuchik. Nick, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks tonight.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And congratulations back from Asia, and what a trip it was. It completed your list of 7 continents that you've run marathons on, is that correct?
Yes.
Wow. How did this come about?
Well, my dad was always a runner, and I was always active, jumping around. My mom couldn't stand it. And I just ran my first half marathon, and after, I thought, Dad, I still have tons of energy. Maybe we should try a full. And from there, the idea developed from running a marathon on each continent to raising money for kids in need.
Now, how old were you when you ran that first half marathon?
It was right after my 9th birthday.
And then from that, you felt you could continue to train to run a full marathon?
Yes.
Discuss the training.
Well, it was an 18-week training program, running on the weekdays and doing a long run on the weekend, taking 2 days off. And we just kept doing that every week. And by the time of the marathon, December 1st, we were ready.
Your dad was your coach?
Yes.
And I understand that first marathon was nearby in Delaware.
Yes, it was.
Now, you've tied this into your own philanthropic campaign called Running the World for Children. Tell us about that.
Well, Running the World for Children is a sort of thing where it raises money for kids that can't afford new coats in the U.S. And my grandfather started an organization, Operation Warm, and we just kind of based it off that.
Tell me a little bit more about your grandfather's work and Operation Warm. How did it start?
Well, he started the organization in 1998 when he was on the streets of Kennett Square, and he saw a couple of kids in the wintertime. It was like December, whatever. It was freezing cold. It was snowing, and they didn't have any coats. So he thought to himself, I'm going to start an organization to get coats to all the kids that can't afford them all around the U.S. And from there, he was very successful in doing that.
So how successful has the Operation Warm program been and your part in it, Running the World for Children?
Well, it's been very successful. So far, I've raised $42,000.
Now, in the course of running marathons in each continent, I presume you've come across various terrains, various weather situations. What's your favorite running weather?
Well, most runners are like, cloudy, 50 degrees. That's perfect running weather. Well, for me, I like to be adventurous. I like a little bit of action. My favorite running weather is snow, sleet, rain, anything but just plain 50-degree weather.
So did your dad run each of these marathons with you, or did he merely coach you to get to the starting line?
Yes, he's run every step with me.
What's next?
Really, I have no idea, but I'm sure I'll find another crazy idea to help other kids.
Well, I understand your athletic endeavors extend beyond distance running.
Yeah, I play a lot of baseball, I play golf, pretty much any sport I love.
Hey, what do your friends and classmates make of all this? And how about all the time when you're devoting to training and racing that you don't get to spend with them?
Well, they think I'm totally crazy for doing all of this, but they're definitely very supportive, and all my spare time I'm spending with them.
Have you been able to enlist any fellow 11 or 12-year-olds to do some of these runs with you, or at least train?
Well, we've done, my friends and I have done a few 5Ks together, but, you know, the 5Ks is pretty much as long as they can go.
Nick, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's Westchester's Nick Tuchik, 11 years old, and he has set a world record by completing marathons on each of the 7 continents.